Well, South Carolina recently announced its new class of chef ambassadors. Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here to tell us more about them and the program. What are the chef ambassadors, Commissioner?
You're right, Mike. This is the 11th year we've done the chef ambassador program. You know, asking three, sometimes four chefs to give their talents to us for a year, showing what South Carolina farmers can provide them as talented chefs that shows everyone, no matter what sort of meal you want to fix, you can source it from South Carolina.
And that's really what this is all about, isn't it? Putting a spotlight on the great foods that are produced in South Carolina.
Well, it is, and it's a combination. We work along with the Department of Tourism to get people to enjoy South Carolina, come here and visit. And one of the reasons they're coming to visit now, not only the history and the backdrops and the beaches, but it is the cuisine. And this is one way to let even our visitors know that South Carolina farmers can produce the finest parts for your menu.
Well, let's dive right in and find out who they are for this year. You've got three stellar chefs. Tell us about them.
Well, we've covered the state from Charleston to Greenville, and including Conway. So from the upstate is Janie Conisberg, and she's over at Swamp Rabbit Cafe and Grocery in Greenville, and that's a great little stop for families just to go and relax and, well, enjoy their food and shop, and it's on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. But Janie has quite a background and a variety of capacities, so very excited to have her. Over from Conway is Darren Smith. He's at Rivertown Bistro and Bonfire Taqueria. I said, what is that? He said, tacos. I said, okay. So anyway, Darren is there in Conway, and I think I have been in there years ago with friends of mine lived in Conway. Just real excited about it. Even called my friend to say how excited he was. So looking forward to his partnership with us. Mm-hmm. Then in North Charleston is from the Jackrabbit Philly and King Barbecue is Chef Shry Wong. And Shry is Chinese descent, but been in America, probably born here, I think his parents, first generation. But very impressive young man. He and his wife run the restaurant together right in what's called Park Circle. A little area outside of North Charleston. And he was telling me all about Korean barbecue and Chinese barbecue. So very excited. I think it points to the diversity that we try to include in the Chef Ambassador Program.
Well, you do certainly have a variety there, a wide range of flavors and different places. Sounds exciting. And you're right, from one side of the state to the other, farm and ranch families, they're the ones that supply the foods for these folks, and that's what makes it so much part of South Carolina.
It is, and we'll put together events like next month in Charleston at the Southeastern Wildlife, where we pair up farmers who supply these chef ambassadors, and they'll talk about their relationships and how it has benefited both of them, and that's really exciting to hear about. So that's the part that I'm most excited about. But again, just highlighting what South Carolina farmers produce for us.
And all put on the plate by this fine class of 2025 of chef ambassadors. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. The chef ambassadors, today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.